We offer a warm welcome to each of you from Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Do you ever crave for answers to questions that seem to have no answers? Many of those questions are answered in the Bible. We're going to talk about it today in the sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we realize that our society has answered many questions. We know that from our laboratories and universities, places of learning, we have some marvelous, marvelous answers to those things that have bothered us through the years. And yet we realize that when we get right down to the real questions of life, the answers do not seem to be there. But in your word, those answers are to be found. Grant that we may, in faith, receive them and find that peace which comes through trusting Jesus Christ and what he has to say about all those questions that are so puzzling. Hear our prayer that we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the sixth chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with verse 25. Then Jesus declared to those who had assembled, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The word of the Lord. Friends in Christ. As the months went by, Jesus grew in popularity. The crowds loved to hear him preach, and when he performed miracles, they almost went out of their minds. They became so thoroughly convinced that he was somebody different from anyone they had ever known that some wanted to make him king by force. And that was the last thing that Jesus wanted to be bothered with. So as soon as he could, he made an escape. The Bible tells us that he went up into a mountain and he told the disciples to get into a boat and go to Capernaum. As they were sailing across the Sea of Galilee late at night, there was a storm and they were afraid. But in the midst of all of this, here came Jesus walking on the water. That made them even more afraid. But they landed in Capernaum, and there they were, and soon the crowd that had been where Jesus had fed the 5,000 from 5 loaves and 2 fish realized that he was in Capernaum, and they went over there too. And when they got there, Jesus met them, and he said, "You came looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs like feeding 5,000 people from 5 loaves and 2 fish, but you came here because you wanted to get some more food, more bread, more to eat. You wanted to be filled from a physical point of view." As that conversation went on, Jesus then made this statement which they could not comprehend. He said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and do not believe. All the Father gives me will come to me, and I will never drive them away. It is my Father's will." Now listen to this, "that those who look to the Son, and that is Jesus, and believes in him, shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." We have the questions. What are these questions that we cannot find answers to as far as humans are concerned? Is there a life after death? If there is, how do I get into that heavenly home? Now, what the human being cannot answer for you, God in his word does. Yes, there is a life after death. You are not made to be on this earth for 11 years or 111 years, and then that's the end. There is a life after death, and you enter the heavenly home through faith in Jesus Christ. Does that answer some of the questions? Can you accept it in faith? People who were around Jesus at that time turned and said, well, what must we do to earn this bread of life that we can have all of these blessings? And Jesus replied, it is free. God will give it to you. How do you enter the kingdom of heaven? Not by good works, as Main Street theology would like to teach you, but through trusting in Jesus Christ. It is free. God gives it to you because Christ on the cross of Calvary died for your sin. And in trusting him, those sins are taken away. Doesn't it help some of your cravings, friend, to wonder what's going to happen after you die? We have hunger cravings, don't we? I seldom get very hungry. There's food around me all the time. But I do have some special hunger cravings. I was raised, as you know, on the coast of Maine, and we ate a lot of fish. When I get back to Maine, I don't look at a good steak. I don't eat a hamburger very often. All I want is fish, fish, fish. It was a childhood dish. And I imagine that it's reminiscing and thinking about all of those good days as I was growing up there in that lovely country. Others of you crave a national dish. In the community where I live, there are a lot of Norwegian people. Do they ever love their lutefisk? And there are a lot of German people, and they love their sauerkraut. And there are a lot of Danish people, and they love their æbleskivers. Those are physical cravings for some particular dish. Well, we're not just a body. We are a body and a soul. And even if we don't understand it, our soul has cravings. Oh, maybe if you have a few years of college education, you may say, well, now don't get in on this religious matters. But we have those cravings. And we can't find the answer to these cravings in the textbooks that we buy and study in the university. And we can't find the craving satisfied by talking with some people who expound some of their own theology, which is neither Christian nor Muslim. For example, we have questions like, who am I anyway? Am I just a body? Or am I a body and a soul? We have questions, why do all of these terrible things happen round about us? And there are all kinds of them, aren't there? We have the question, the craving, what is God's will for my life? That's a question that we have when we're young. It's a question that we have when we're in retirement. Now, God, what do you have for me? It's a question that we've already mentioned, what happens after death? Is there really a life after death? I would like to use an illustration. The answer for these questions and many more are found in the Bible. These are God's answers. They don't come out of a laboratory, but they are God's revelation to us. They may go beyond our human understanding. And so in faith, we have to reach out and receive them. That's how you handle revelation. It is in the Word of God that these are found. John Stott, one of the world's greatest preachers, and for many years, the preacher at All Souls Church in London, writes this: God speaks through what he has spoken, and we shall be well to be protected against two errors. The first is that though it was heard in ancient time, the error is God's voice is silent today. The second error is that God is speaking today, but that his word has little or nothing to do with the scriptures. God speaks to us through what he has spoken, and his message is recorded in the Bible. Now let's try to unravel this a little bit. 2,000 years ago, Jesus was on this earth and he spoke. And as he spoke, people like Matthew and Mark and Luke and John wrote down what he said. This was under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So that becomes the inspired Word of God, and it has been put into a book, and the book is known as the Bible. God spoke. And now what this noted preacher is saying, John Stott, is today, 2,000 years later, God is still speaking through what he once spoke in the flesh. And that is where we get our revelation from. When you turn to your Bible and you read what Jesus is saying, those are words that are living and are being spoken to us today, just as fresh and just as new as when they were spoken to the people who walked with him by the Sea of Galilee. Now let's go to that illustration. How does all of this work out in life? On July 15th, many in our neighborhood experienced a very sad day. For a beautiful little 11-year-old girl, with a smile that would just make you want to hug her, died. She was our neighbor girl, and as I drove by her house, I would see her occasionally outside with her sister or a friend or somebody like that. She'd wave, but I really didn't get to know Caitlin until one night our doorbell rang and there stood Caitlin and her father. And what a father and a mother and a sister this little girl had. She said to me, "I am collecting money for a cancer fund. They were going to do something. And I wonder if you would like to contribute." She said, "I have cancer myself." My heart all but stopped. I had to reach for a handkerchief. That beautiful little face. And I handed her some money, told her to come back again. Then I began to inquire from time to time as to how it was going. She was in and out of the hospitals, had some of the most wonderful doctors that a human being could have. But finally they could do no more. And on July 15th, she died. What happened? That's one of these agonizing questions. Or maybe we should put it this way, why did this happen? So young, without a doubt, so gifted. What a marvelous personality.
Why?
Human answers are filled with emotions, and we come with all kinds of words that in the long run bring very little help. She had cancer, and it would respond to treatment only up to a certain point, and then she would die. We live in a broken and a fallen world. Now, the human being doesn't want to admit that, in spite of the fact that we have all of this stuff going on, and we read about it in our newspapers and hear about it on our television. It's going on. But listen, friend, this is the kind of a world in which we live. St. Paul says it. Here's the answer to some of your cravings. No, you don't live in this most beautiful world as far as people are concerned. Just as sin entered the world, St. Paul writes, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all men sinned. In other words, when sin came into the world through the act of Adam and Eve, a perfect world became an imperfect world, and a part of that imperfection was sickness and death. And death comes to all of us, regardless of ages. Now, do we have the full answer? Of course not. Why does one die at 11 and somebody else at 111? I don't know. But death is a result of being a part of planet Earth. You respond and you say, well, I don't know. I doubt that. Well, they doubted it in Jesus' day, too. Through these same words, Jesus said, and you will not believe today. It's not comforting, you said. I don't want a God like that. Oh, you want to choose one in your own image? God to your own liking? Well, then you may ask the question, what happens to this little girl? She battled the disease for many months. But Jesus' words, and that's the bread of life, said, Caitlin, I will come and receive you, that where I am, there you may be also. And she could come, and the gift was free because Jesus Christ on a cross of Calvary had died for that little girl. And you respond by saying, well, that is not even rational. No, maybe not. But if you could only in faith reach out and accept it, friend, you would have the answer to a lot of those questions that you will never have otherwise, because humans can't give it to you. But what about the loved ones, the father, the mother, the sister? How much can they take? And God, using the same words, speaking through the words that he spoke once before, said, just remember this. I am with you. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to strengthen you. And that's a promise that he gives to that lovely father and mother. It doesn't take away the hurt. No, it doesn't. When Jesus came to the home of his friend Lazarus, he had died, what did he do? He sat down and wept. But he gave them the promise of life everlasting. It gives them hope to know that that's not the end of that little girl. 11 years is not the end, and that is her destiny. And that hope makes it bearable. And trust him one day at a time and just see. We live in an age that gives us many wonderful answers. But humans do not have the answers to the hard questions. So God has revealed these to us. They have been written down. And it is through these words our Father speaks to us today. Amen.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. While the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love, teach me ever
Pray with me. Holy Spirit, open up this word that we may trust the answers that we have there, because it is only there that we will have answers to understand what life is all about. Life and death and sickness and difficulties. Lord Jesus, be our teacher. Holy Spirit, empower us to receive that teaching. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. We pray that today's gospel message will guide and comfort you in the week ahead. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry. We thank each of you for your continued financial support. Many of our listeners are shut-ins and rely on our broadcasts for their weekly worship service. Sometimes those who most need our program are the least able to send financial support. We are now broadcast on 35 stations in 13 states throughout the country, on shortwave radio in North America and Europe, and on internet worldwide. We thank each of you for your gifts and your prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Christian Crusaders is now in our 67th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcast.